I'm from Tanzania. That's where the refugee camp was. I was born in the Congo. And I've been in the States for about now 8 years. I will never forget my first day. I came here when it was cold. And it was quite different. Especially when we weren't prepared for winter. So that made it a very memorable first day in the US. But it was very welcoming at the same time too, because we had people who came to pick us at the airport who we never met before, and they just came and got us and took us to our new home. The other thing that was also different, I wasn't expecting too much, but how Americans are very obsessed with dogs. And literally everywhere you go, you see either dog stores or dogs, and everywhere and everything was almost about dogs. There's 12 of us in total. We have 9 brothers and 3 sisters. The only one of my sister came to the States. She came with us, but she's married. And my other relatives are in Georgia and Tennessee. And some are still back home. Some are moving back from refugee camps to others, and some have gone to permanent place, but they really can't integrate because they haven't given them any new status. They're still just refugees all the time. There, people kind of bond, and they have a saying that your family, your neighbor is your family, and your neighbor is your first response. I don't think I have felt that as much in here. But I do have friends, but I don't think we're as close, or we make as much time as people did back in back home. Because in here you have your neighbor who lives, for instance, if you live in an apartment complex, you have a neighbor who lives above you or below you, and you don't even know them. For example, one time we asked our neighbor, "Well, when are they usually home?" He's like, "Yeah, that's not none of your business. That's my personal information. You don't have right to know." I was like, "Oh, okay, that's fine." But I found that when we live with other refugees in the building, people just visit each other just like that. One time I was just sitting shirtless in my house, and this lady came to the back door and just took salt and just walked out, and I was just kind of strange, just like a strange feeling, but it was a good feeling. She was from Burma. She was one of my mom's friend, and I asked my mom, and she said, "Yeah, we do the same thing. People just if they need something very quickly, and they don't this." It's not worth of them going to the store. They just come by and grab it and go. And yeah, that reminded me home a lot. People will do the same thing. Relationship isn't a thing in here as much. Even I know that my family is becoming like that too. Now Christmas is when it's a family time. If it's not Christmas or one of the holidays, I barely see any of them. In other countries that my brother have been, it's very hard to change from a refugee to a permanent resident or to a citizenship. Eventually, people will be refugee for the rest of their life, and they can't get a passport, so they can't travel anywhere. They will just be stuck with that refugee status. Yeah, but in here, I've seen people come as refugees. You get a green card afterwards. You become a citizen, or even for people who came up with different means. Eventually, there's opportunity for you to be a part of this society and have the same opportunity. For instance, my brother has been in Malawi for over 20 years, but he's still a refugee, and he can't get a passport, and he can't have the same opportunity as other citizens because with his refugee card, he can't really work in many places. He doesn't have many options. Yeah.